So we were discussing the mitzvah of kvura yesterday, the mitzvah of Jewish burial. And we pointed out that the source is by those who are put to death by the Jewish court of law, the Haruge Beis Din. They get put into a separate cemetery. And then once the body decomposes and they get an atonement, they move to a regular cemetery. And that's the source for a regular Jew who dies naturally or is killed or wherever they go. That's the source that is a mitzvah burial for a Jew. It's a discussion in the Gemara. We assume that kfura is a mitzvah min HaTorah. And that's what we pointed out. The Rambam writes, someone who says, I don't want to be buried, ain shomelo. So of course, we might not have control over the matter. I mean, I've had different cases where Jewish people wanted to be cremated. Sometimes I was successful in undoing it. Other times you're not. So, but obviously you don't have control because we live in an open society. But I'm just saying from a Jewish law point of view that one is obligated not to listen. But in reality, you might not have an option, whoever has power of attorney and legally, etc. So why are we against cremation? Why is Judaism against cremation? So there's a famous tshuva from Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski, who was one of the big rabbis in Europe, like Rav Moshe Feinstein was to America. Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski was the big posek in Europe. So he dealt with the issue of cremation. So number one, he gives a halachic reason that he, and it's actually a discussion in the Gemara. What happens if, let's say you have ashes of a body, a Kohen is not permitted to come in contact with the dead. So what about if you have a body that's all burnt? So of course, let's say a person goes visiting Auschwitz or something like that, you have to make sure there aren't any bones. If there are bones, or any of these questions, it's definitely, then it could be metame. But we're talking about, let's say you know there aren't any bones, it's such ashes, it's a discussion in the Gemara, we seem to assume that they are not metame, that a Kohen can walk into a room when there are ashes. So Rav Chaim Grudzinski says, so obviously we see it's no longer considered part of the mace. If the ashes are considered part of the dead person, a Kohen would not be permitted to go in and doesn't have a din of a... Rav Yaakov Emdin doesn't agree with the fact that they're not metame. He wants to claim that it still has the status of a mace, and according to him, you should bury the ashes. But Rav Chaim Ozer claims that since it's no longer considered part of the mace, therefore you mevatel the mitzvahs aseh kfura. By not burying someone, you are violating a positive commandment of course, it's one of those mitzvahs, you have to trust the right people to do the mitzvah because it'd be out of your control to do it, but you hope that someone's going to bury you. So therefore, by doing cremation, you nullify that positive commandment. And also, we find the poskim have very strong words about cremation. And that's because back in the day, when cremation is very popular today, but for other reasons, back when it started, it was basically a denial of the next world, that people don't believe in Olam Haba, you don't believe in the next world, you want closure, it's all over, you take the ashes, you throw it in the ocean, and that's it. So therefore, during that time, it was a very big movement going to denial of the next world, cremation. That's why the many poskim are very, very strong words for cremation. You're not going to, you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery, you're going to lose your chayuk in Olam Haba. It's because people who didn't believe in it, that's why. So today, the poskim have, obviously we're against cremation, but unfortunately a lot of times it's not up to you. You don't want to be cremated, but whatever the family member does it anyway. So clearly you're not responsible if someone cremates you. And of course, needless to say, if a person dies in a fire and they're burned, so clearly you take the ashes and you put them in a cemetery. We're talking about someone who deliberately does cremation to negate the commandment of kura. So even that today, we're against cremation, but today poskim are much more lenient in terms of sitting shiva and doing those things, because today it's much more, it's generally a tinok shanishba, a person that weren't educated. And in fact, many times when I speak to people, they don't even know there's a concept of Jewish funeral, Jewish cemeteries. A lot of times it's education. Other times they were brought up secular. And it's very hard when you have wishes from your mother or father saying you want something. It's hard for anyone to say, well, I'm going to go against that. People who aren't educated, they don't know. So a lot of it, we don't have the same feel. We're against cremation, and we still are. But in terms of someone who's cremated, today many poskim will be lenient or you want to say machmir, depending how you want to look at it, that you'll have a regular shiva, etc., because that person doesn't know when it was done. So generally speaking, we're against cremation. It nullifies the positive commandment of kvura, and as well from a theological point of view, it's a denial of the next world. Today, most people do it for practical reasons. Maybe it's cheaper or environmental, and not as a negation of, it's not a theological issue anymore for most people. So therefore, we're much more lenient in terms of how we deal with it post facto. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Omer Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uzzaka, Tzizor, Lafiach, Lekar, Ben Tov, Mishra, Shenemar, Anach HaBeit, Zuman, Tzikol, Yadir, Shul, Rabbi, Yadir. Yizkanash, Mei Rabbah, Yama, Dira, Kusei, Ve Yamlich, Ma, Kusei,